Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 89 of Ask Pat. So thankful you're here listening into the show today. We have a great question from Bren, but before we get to that, I want to mention that there is an iPhone application that's going to be available very soon. It's called SPI, which is the Smart Passive Income application, where you can download and listen and just get all, it pretty much funnels all the content I produce on Ask Pat, on my Smart Passive Income podcast, and on the blog, and any future channels that may exist, right in one spot for you. And the beauty of it is, I mean, I had another version of this before, but there were a lot of requests for a lot of functionalities that weren't in there. And now they are, like being able to speed up listening to those podcasts, being able to get notified when certain components of my content become available. So you can have it just so Ask Pat, whenever Ask Pat comes out, it gives you a notification. Or whenever just blog posts come out, it gives you a notification. You can turn those on and off. It's going to be awesome. So make sure you check out the blog at smartpassiveincome.com. That's my main site, to get more information about that and when it becomes available very soon. And of course, you'll hear it here on the show at some point if you listen to these daily when that becomes available. So just thank you for allowing me to plug that. It's going to be incredibly helpful for all of you who consume this show. Now, let's get to today's question from Brent.
Pat, what's up, man? Just wanted to say, first and foremost, thank you so much for everything you do. I read the blog. I'm a big time fan of the podcast as well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're amazing. My question is this: what is the best day of the week and time of the week to publish your blog posts? I want to get the maximum amount of reads, the maximum amount of clicks, and the maximum amount of shares. I'm focusing on producing the highest level of quality content I possibly can, but I just also want to make sure that I'm getting the highest leverage out of that work that I put in. So I would love it if you could tell me, in your experience, what's the best day of week to publish and the best time. Thanks so much.
Hey, Brent, thank you so much for the question. And this is a fantastic question, and I love this because we can all control when our content goes live. I think one of the biggest struggles, especially when you're first starting, is whenever you produce a piece of content, you automatically want to push that publish button because you've worked so hard on it, and it might be 4 a.m. in the morning and you just want to hit publish. Is that the smartest thing to do, just to get it out there because it's ready? Not necessarily. So I'm really glad you asked this question. Now, in terms of day of the week, if you could plan to come out consistently over time, I think that's the best option. No matter what day it is, it's good to be consistent. So when you build that audience base, they'll understand when posts are coming and they can expect when they're going to come and when they can, you know, get ready for a notification for them to come in. So whatever the case may be, whatever day is best for you, make sure it is consistent. Now, how do you know what day is best? Well, if you've had your site for a while, go into your analytics and see what are the most highly trafficked days. For me, that I found out is actually, and I did this a long time ago, so I probably should revisit this. And it's good to revisit this every once in a while, maybe every 1 or 2 years. It's Tuesday and Thursday. Now, Ask Pat comes out 5 days a week, so it doesn't really matter for Ask Pat, but my Smart Passive Income podcast comes out every Thursday, typically. And my blog posts come out every Tuesday. And that's just because I know that that's when the most people are visiting my site. And how do I know that? It's through analytics. So you should go into your analytics and see what are the most highly trafficked days. So you'll need to go in there a little bit and kind of discover and, you know, look at the, you know, the sort of line graph of, you know, traffic over time and pull, you know, it'll tell you the dates. It won't tell you the days typically, like Google Analytics will tell you, oh, it's May 15th. And how do you know what day that is? Well, you have to kind of find out what day it is, but then you can see, okay, well, it seems like I get more traffic on Mondays, and then that might be a good day to start posting. So that is the first thing I would do. The second thing to pay attention to are things like holidays, because sometimes certain holidays fall on Monday. If you know the best week or the best day of the week to publish is a Monday, but it happens to be, you know, a 4-day weekend for most people, you want to, you know, shift it around a bit. So it is good to pay attention to those sorts of things and keep an eye on the calendar. Hopefully you might have some sort of editorial calendar that you could put side by side with everything else you have going on, so you can see when certain posts are going to be published. And, you know, that could be very helpful. Now, the day of the week that is best for you is going to differ for everybody. You know, maybe there is a site about nightclubs, right? And those are going to be more frequently trafficked on Friday, you know, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, as opposed to, you know, when everybody goes and gets into work on Monday. You know, nobody's thinking about the nightclub that they're going to go to next week. They're thinking about the last one they went to and how crazy it was, right? So depending on what your audience is doing and what they're, you know, up to, you know, you want to pay attention to those sorts of things as well. But again, the best thing to do is just look at the hard data and go from there. Now, when it comes to the time of the day, there's a couple tools I want to share with you that have worked really well for me for understanding when during the day, whatever that best day of the week is to publish, when during that day is good. Because, you know, like I said earlier, if you post at 4 a.m. and everybody's asleep, you know, maybe they're subscribed to your RSS feed and that gets put out into their box. And, you know, it's just maybe you send an email out at that time as well and they're asleep. And then all of a sudden more emails come in and yours gets lost, you know, or they're just not awake and they're not responding and you wonder why nobody's leaving comments. Well, it's 4 a.m. It's, you know, 4 a.m. is not a good time to post. Now, the couple tools I want to mention are first Clicky. If you go to askpat.com/clicky, you'll see an analytical tool that I use, and I love it because it tells me real time what's happening. Even gives me graphs during the day when people are mostly visiting my site. And I know for a fact that people mostly visit my site between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. And that's when it starts to go down in the afternoon. But what does that mean? Well, I post around 8:30 a.m. Now, a lot of people who read my blog are at work, and a lot of them also read it at home as well. And typically, that's when people either arrive at work or are finally waking up and checking emails. And I know that that's the case because I go to alexa.com, and I type in my site, smartpassiveincome.com, and it tells me where people are when they are reading and visiting my site. And that's really important to know. And based on that, and also based on the analytics from Clicky, which tells me, again, in real time when people are visiting my site, you can click on a particular day and it'll tell you in a bar graph or a line graph when it was the most popular parts of the day were, that's when I post. You know, that's how you can get the most traction, the most shares. The more shares and noise you make at one time, the bigger your post is going to go, or the bigger your broadcast or whatever it is that you're publishing is going to go. The other tool I want to mention is Twiriod.com. This is a cross between Twitter and Period. That's Twiriod. Twiriod.com. And that's where you can get to know when your Twitter followers specifically are online. So all you have to do is put your Twitter account in there. It's free. It helps you make the most of Twitter by, you know, they give you a report. These are when most of your followers are on. Because the thing about Twitter, unlike, you know, people subscribe to your RSS feed, and yes, they'll get an email, and, it, you know, you can optimize when that email gets sent and things like that. But for Twitter, if people aren't there when you're posting, typically that message is going to be gone forever, you know. So that's why on Twitter, typically it's okay to post a few times during the day for one specific thing. If you have a link out for something, for example, like a new post, but there are optimal times on Twitter, and this tool will tell you exactly when. So just to give you an example, I just put my site in there, or my Twitter handle, Pat Flynn, and it tells me that I have the most exposure when I tweet between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. noon and 1 p.m. There's actually a dip between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m., which is really interesting. So I know, especially if I use a tool like Buffer app, If you go to bufferapp.com, that'll give you a tool where you can schedule posts ahead of time. So imagine this. You know exactly when you should be posting, and you can schedule posts ahead of time to be posted at exactly that moment. And you know, typically you can sort of infer that that also crosses over with Facebook and other social media streams as well, because that's your target audience, and that's when they're online. So that's how you can figure out what time of the day to post. So, Bren, I hope that answers your question for all of you out there. I know you love all those different tools. So I believe I mentioned Clicky, which you can get at askpat.com/clicky. That's my affiliate link for that analytical tool. Also mentioned Google Analytics, of course, which is free, but I like Clicky because it's better for the real-time aspect of it. I also mentioned Twiriod, TWERIOD.com, and also Alexa.com, where you can put your site and get more information about your user base. So, Brent, thank you so much. An Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way. Get an email from me very soon about that. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like answered or featured here on the show, I mean, there's a ton of questions coming in. I can't possibly get to them all, but if you're chosen, you'll get an Ask Pat t-shirt too. Thank you so much for all the questions that you guys are submitting. They're awesome. And of course, get yourself ready for the iPhone application that's coming out very soon. That's going to help you consume this content even more and even better and more conveniently. So thank you so much. And as always, I will end with a quote. And this quote comes from Joel Barker. And he says, "Speed is only useful if you're running in the right direction." So to kind of branch off of that, you know, we're all into efficiency and doing things more productively, but are you doing them for the right reason? Ponder that. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.